Guidelines for Informative Speaking.
All the previous chapters of this book relate to the principles of informative speaking: choosing a topic and specific purpose, analyzing the audience, gathering materials, choosing supporting details, organizing the speech, using words to communicate meaning, delivering the speech. All of these must be done effectively if your informative speech is to be a success. Here we emphasize 5 points that will help you avoid the mistakes that plague many informative speakers.
Don't overestimate what the audience knows.
In a speech about meteorology, a student said, "If modern methods of weather forecasting had existed in 1900, the Galveston hurricane disaster would never have taken place." Then he was off to other matters, leaving his listeners to puzzle over what the Galveston hurricane was, when it happened, and what kind of destruction it wreaked. The speaker assumed that the audience already knew these things, but his classmates were not experts on meteorology or on American history. Even those who had heard of the hurricane had only a fuzzy notion of it. Some were not even sure about the location of Galveston. Only the speaker knew that the hurricane, which killed more than 6,000 people when it unexpectedly struck Galveston, Texas, on September 8, 1900, is still the deadliest natural disaster in American history. As many speakers have discovered, it is easy to overestimate the audience's stock of information. In most informative speeches, your listeners will be only vaguely knowledgeable, at best, about the details of your topic. Otherwise, there would not be much need for an informative speech. Therefore, you must lead your listeners step by step without any shortcuts. You cannot assume they will know what you mean. Rather, you must be sure to explain everything so thoroughly that they cannot help but understand. As you work on your speech, always consider whether it will be clear to someone who is hearing about the topic for the first time. If you have circulated a questionnaire among your listeners before the speech, you should have a good idea of their knowledge about the topic. If not, you will usually do better to aim for the low end of the knowledge spectrum. Some experts recommend preparing a speech as if the audience had never heard of the subject. That may be a bit extreme, but it is one way to make sure you define every special term, clarify every idea, illustrate every concept, and support every conclusion. You cannot go wrong by following the news reporter's code. Never overestimate the information of your audience. Never underestimate the intelligence of your audience.
Relate the subject directly to the audience.
The British dramatist Oscar Wilde arrived at his club after the disastrous opening night performance of his new play. "Oscar, how did your play go?" asked a friend. "Oh," Wilde quipped, "the play was a great success, but the audience was a failure." Informative speakers have one big hurdle to overcome. They must recognize that what is fascinating to them may not be fascinating to everybody. A mathematician, for example, might be truly enthralled by a perfect equation, but most people wouldn't want to hear about it. Once you have chosen a topic that could possibly be interesting to your listeners, you should take special steps to relate it to them. You should tie it in with their interests and concerns. Get your audience involved right at the beginning. Notice how one student did this in her informative speech about Mother Teresa. The speaker's classmates had all heard of Mother Teresa, but the speaker wanted to relate the subject to them on a more personal basis. She began by saying,
"Imagine you are a small child lying out on the dirt roads of Calcutta, India. You are severely dehydrated because no one you ask will offer you some of their water. You are weak and malnourished because you have not eaten for days. You are hysterically and painfully coughing from your tuberculosis. You have no family, no friends, and it seems no future. As you begin to shut your eyes, gentle but strong arms reach out and pick you up off the dirt road. You regain enough strength to focus your eyes on the face before you. Her face is wrinkled with age and love and is like a ray of light in your dark world."
This is a familiar story for the many poor and needy of India who were touched by Mother Teresa. Don't stop with the introduction. Whenever you can, put your listeners into the body of the speech. After all, nothing interests people more than themselves. Don't just rattle off statistics and concepts as if you were reciting a shopping list. Find ways to talk about your topic in terms of your listeners. Bring your material home to them. Get it as close to them as possible.
Don't be too technical.
What does it mean to say that an informative speech is too technical? It may mean the subject matter is too specialized for the audience. Any subject can be popularized, but only up to a point. The important thing for a speaker to know is what can be explained to an ordinary audience and what cannot. Say your subject is electronic amplifiers. It's no trick to demonstrate how to operate an amplifier, how to turn it on and off, adjust the volume, set the tone and balance controls. It's also relatively easy to explain what an amplifier does. It boosts the sound received from a radio, CD player, or live performance. But to give a full scientific account of how an amplifier works, that is another matter. It cannot be done in any reasonable time unless the audience knows the principles of audio technology. You would be better off not even trying. The material is just too technical to be understood by a general audience. Even when the subject matter is not technical, the language used to explain it may be. Every activity has its jargon. This is true of golf, bogey, wedge, match play, of chemistry, colloid, glycogen, heavy water, of photography, aperture, f-stop, depth of field, of ballet, arabesque, jeté, pas de deux. If you are talking to a group of specialists, you can use technical words and be understood, but you must do all you can to avoid technical words when informing a general audience, such as your speech class. You may find this hard to do at first. Many people are so addicted to the lingo of their subject that they have trouble escaping it. As you give more speeches, though, you will become increasingly adept at expressing your ideas in everyday, non-technical language.